Marlins and Nationals, Max Scherzer, two career no-hitters, and he had that kind of stuff going in this one. We pick it up in the first inning. Scherzer dominant.
The pitch in on the hand, swung on and missed. And Gordon down on strikes on the fastball. Scherzer to the plate, swing and a miss, struck him out. Three strikeouts in the first inning, stranded the walk.
Bouncer up the middle, off Scherzer's glove, can't find it, rolls out to short. Bare hand try by Turner, can't get it. That's going to be a base hit. With one out of the bottom of the eighth, the Marlins break up the no-hit bid on a hot smash back up the middle off the bat of A.J. Ellis. Now the 2-1 to Realmuto, swinging a ground ball to short. Trey Turner fields it cleanly, throws to first, low, and safe! Urania, big turn at third, slams on the brakes. Lind came off the back to field that low throw, and Paul Nart says safe at first base. The throw beat Realmuto, but Nart says he came off the bag. The 1-2, two-out pitch. Stanton takes in tight, goes to the backstop. Lobatone chases. Here comes Urania. The play at the plate. He is safe! And we're tied in the eighth on a wild pitch. 2-2, Scherzer to Stanton. A swing and a drive to left field. Coming on quickly and playing it on a bounce. Rayburn, base hit. One run is in. Here comes the second man. And D is out at the plate to end the inning. But Giancarlo Stanton with a tie-breaking single. The Marlins score twice against Scherzer in the bottom of the eighth, and they take a 2-1 lead.
Ramos ready. Here's the 1-2, and it's over the outside corner. Strike three called, and Lynn turns to argue with the plate umpire, the crew chief Dana DeMuth. This ball game's over on that call, and the Marlins win an improbable contest with the Nationals against Max Scherzer, a 2-1 victory.
After the game, Marlins manager Don Mattingly talked about somehow stealing a win at home.
I think the key, like, anytime you're going to face, like, a guy like Max is your pitcher, right? And they got to keep you in the game and give you a chance because that guy's not going to just go out there and give up a bunch of runs. But Dan kept us in the game. You know, he gives up the one run. His changeup runs back across the plate and gives up the homer. But he was, you know, right there with him kind of inning for inning, not actually the punch outs and stuff like that, but the outs just kept coming. So our guy keeps us in. Then Harlan gives us an inning. Claw finishes the next one. You know, and then we're able to kind of hang in there. It's one of those games that in 1-0 was similar to ours with Volke that, you know, Dusty's in a tough spot over there because he's got a guy that's at 85 after six, I think. I think it was 85. He's got three innings to go. So he's got a lot of pitches. If and as you get a little tired, you're hoping that your guys are going to keep fighting him and making pitch. So he's in a tough spot, right, with a guy that's, you know, that kind of stuff. And you're going to leave him out there. So, you know, if you're able to scratch across the run or get a couple guys on, he's still going to stay in the game. They're not going anywhere. And, you know, we were able to do that.
AJ's hit, obviously not the most explosive.
Yeah, I mean,
hit, but
yeah.
You got it going.
It gets it started, and you know, that's the thing. You just keep fighting. And we've talked about AJ and I've been together for a little while. There are certain guys you just got to say, screw it, let's go. You got to take them on. And that's the thing with a guy like Max, I think. For me, if you don't walk in the door ready to go to work, you're in trouble. And you've lost that game or that you're at bats before you even start. So you got to walk in the door with a guy like that and ready to take him on and go to battle. And, you know, he was obviously very good. But every day he goes out there, for me, it's kind of no-hitter stuff. And so you got to go to work. And our pitchers stayed with him, you know, and kept us in the game. They weren't able to tack on any runs in there. Claws out of getting Turner there with second and third is a huge out because it keeps it right there. You know, and they give us a chance to have a couple things go our way.
Don, that decision to use Arena as a pinch runner at third worked out for you. It's something you had worked out with him before, used him before. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's a situation where if you're running for the catcher, you know that JT's going to be in the game. And we thought about running JT there, but if you run JT, then we'd rather have JT hitting there at nine. So you basically we've used Hosey in the past. He runs good. We knew a couple innings before, you know, he had plenty of time to get loose. So it's one of those that you put a guy with speed out there and hopefully he's able to, you know, make something happen. Not necessarily make something happen, but if you hit a ball in a gap, that he's got the speed to score.
Well, you throw 20 after slide in on a wild pitch.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those you just, you know, you're just trying to win a game. And it's not the best scenario that that you have your pitcher running in my mind, because you know, who's going to replace those innings that he's been giving us if he would go down. But I think you're trying to win a game, and he's kind of been prepared for it because he knows that we'll do it with him.
The two games you won in the series, not conventional, but, I mean, like you said, like, you want to string a few together. This is the way you kind of take them, however they come.
Obviously, there's different ways to win a game. Each game that you're in, you know, obviously the first one you're down six doesn't look very good. And that one turns into a different style of game. You know, a lot of runs, you're really into bullpens and things like that. And today's is really just one of those that you stay close and you hang in there and you give yourself a chance to win. We've lost some of these. I remember losing a few of these last year with teams where you had a lead, you let them hang around, and they've given themselves a chance. So anything can happen if you stay close.
And Stan's that bad too. I mean, you come through, you know, you got a time, but he.
Yeah, because the swings didn't look good really all day long, and I think the wild pitch kind of takes pressure off of him at that point. You know, we've got it tied at that point. You know, Max is at, 118, 19, 20, right around there, I know. So his stuff's got to be deteriorated a little bit. So I thought that was huge for us, and then obviously the hit is huge.
Were you surprised when they stuck with Scherzer through that rally, the no-hitter gone, and the pitch count up?
I don't know how they – you know, I trust to have everybody's dug out and making decisions for thinking about anybody else's decisions. So I don't know how they use him. I know he's a guy that's been to, I think last time out he was 115 or 16 or something like that. So they're not afraid to let him go. It's not like an unfamiliar territory with him. So obviously a guy that handles it.
Obviously what he was trying to do and what you guys are trying to prevent him from doing, but he still had him, I think, at 50 through three innings. You think that kind of, you know, was able to, over the course of the game, kind of caught up where he were able to at least get his pitch count up early?
Honestly, not really, because he was still strong, it seemed like, for me. In the eighth, he was still throwing good. But, you know, we were happy that we're at least you have it up there at some point. But then there was some pretty easy innings in there. The next few weren't very good. Again, I don't know. I thought he was good. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah, it gives us a chance. Like that's what I'm saying. The ball bounces. It made me think of CJ from last year where he just drops, you know, kind of drops one against the Phillies, and they catch that ball 99 out of 100 times. It's just one of those days that we get a little break.
Did you learn anything about your team this series?
I don't know. We've been hanging in. May was off so tough. You have to keep thinking about May, how bad that was. And really, for a while now, we've been playing – pretty good baseball. We've lost some, you know, we lose a couple of tough games in Atlanta or we'd be on a real true roll. So, I mean, I think our guys like playing the Nationals, I believe. I think they feel like they can hang with them. If we can, you know, our guys swing the bats pretty good. So, I don't know. I feel good about our guys. Just, you know, kind of try to build some momentum.
Straley lowers his ERA to 3.43 on the year, and he spoke after the game.
Great finish for us, really. The game had just a lot going on in terms of, like you said, the solo shot that he had. You know, he's looking like he's going to throw a no-hitter, win 1-0, and just right there just shows you how fast it can turn, really.
Is this why baseball is stuff like that?
It is. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You know, coming in today, I was hoping, but thinking it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a tight game all the way down to the end. And, you know, you come into these kinds of types of matchups just thinking like, all right, you know, don't be the first one to blink, really, type of thing. And, you know, I was the first one to blink, if you will. And so fortunate that was it. And we just kept going from there. And, you know, they got, you know, fortunate with the error right there and then some clutch hitting right there.
It was both of you guys were pitching really quick, I mean, briskly. I mean, can you feel that pace?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun to be in the pitcher's duel on both sides. It's just... You just kind of, you're in rhythm, you're just going, and you sit down for a couple minutes and you're right back out there. Like, it's just, it's really good to have that kind of rhythm. And, you know, up here, we had that long inning, or they had that long inning, second and third and whatnot. And, you know, I even heard their announcers talking about on TV, like, you know, is that going to mess up his rhythm? And we don't know the answer to that. But at the same time, like, you just, there's always something out there. And, you know, maybe that was it, you know, but who really cares? I mean, we were able to scratch two runs across right there.
Was it
when you have an idea that it's going to be a tight one and you're going against a guy like Scherzer, does that increase your focus at all as you?
No, you. I mean, you have the same focus every game. You really do. But it just, it's not that every more rides on every pitch, because every pitch is just as important, you know. And you never know, and you want to win every single ball game, and so it just comes down to, you know, you have the same focus, but you're moving quicker and you're in a little better rhythm usually that way.
Taking two, this very important. I mean, the way you guys want to get back in this thing, this is pretty huge, you know.
Absolutely, you know, what is it? Every win against that the division leading counts as two, really. So you're just gotta. It's gonna take a lot of wins against these guys if we're gonna get back in this thing. So just you know, good to take two out of three right there.
Yeah, and how good, I mean, you were in the box against him. We're watching him, but how good was what was coming out of Scherzer's hand today?
I mean, let's be honest. As a pitcher, you don't really see the A stuff from the other pitcher. But, you know, I just was fortunate I didn't strike out, really. I was just trying not to be another one of his Ks up there. And, you know, but obviously he was locked in, and he's a very good pitcher. There's no debate about that whatsoever. And, you know, today was real close to a real special day for him. And, you know, just be on the other side of it. You're happy that we're able to catch some breaks right there and take the win.
Giancarlo Stanton was struck out by Scherzer twice, but came through with the big hit in the eighth and also spoke after the game.
I kind of went through both scenarios of him getting a no-hitter and him getting the loss of, you know, however way. All you need is a little blooper or a hit like Ellis Scott to get us started, and, you know, it worked out for us.
Your hit, did you think? Might stay long enough to get caught.
I don't know. I thought, you know, I got good barrel on it, and then it just kept going and going. So I just waited that one out. Luckily, it just short skipped him.
What is that feeling, G? You're going from a no-hitter to winning the game. I mean,
it'd be something if he had a no-hitter and it was like 3-0 or something. But, you know, if it's within one or two, you got two good at-bats away from tying it up and winning the game. So you just got to keep fighting and knowing that, not playing to his energy.
Don said that maybe the wall pitch takes a lot of pressure off a batter right there. In that situation, you're just, you know, there's really not a lot of pressure. You're already tied to game, right?
Yeah, yes and no. You still got to – they got the heart of their lineup coming up too if it's tied. But it does give us a shot either way if I don't come through right there.
His pitch count was obviously pretty high there. You see him running out of gas a little bit in that inning?
His stuff was there, you know, but I mean, it's got to be taxing getting up there in those high numbers. Yeah, some things went our way. He was cruising, and all it takes is one, these times one or two.
Keep the relief when Ellis gets that hit. He almost makes that play, and then you see just a.
Yeah, that was the little crack left in the door for us, and that's all you need sometimes. And the best teams capitalize on those little mistakes or little, you know, not a mistake, but you know, opportunities.
To get two out of three, these guys in your division, where you guys are trying to get back to, it's kind of huge, especially. I mean, you know what you guys did it down 6-0, and now this.
Yeah, just playing hard, playing solid. Even the games in Atlanta, they're disappointing, but we're in them. You know, that's the difference of a few weeks ago to now. Like, even our losses, we're in all of them. So if you got a chance, there are little opportunities like one tonight that takes you to the next step.
How good was he today,
Scherzer? Man, that's probably the best I've seen him. You know, the balls were zooming. He was mixing his fastball, his slider, speeds, and angles. So it was huge.
Up next, the Marlins welcome the Cubs to Miami on Thursday. Jeff Locke gets the start against Jake Arrieta in the series opener.